Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is floor. F-L-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life!
The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx! Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples. Fenneman, who's first to try for it?
Well, a male girl and a truck driver, Groucho. They were selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air. And their names are Diane Strumwasser and John Ryan. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you see every day. Diane Strumwasser and John Ryan. Well, where are you from, Diane?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Downtown Los Angeles.
Huh?
Downtown Los Angeles.
Downtown. Well, that's the outskirts, huh? And, John, you're wearing outskirts. No, no. John Ryan, you're the truck driver? Well, that's a good name for a truck driver. Where are you from, John?
I'm from Columbine State.
Where?
Columbine State,
Columbine
Colorado.
State. Are you married?
No.
Why not?
Guys, we never stay in one place long enough to really meet anyone, to know them well enough to get married.
What about you, Diane? Are you married?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be?
Yes, of course.
May I ask one question?
Yes.
Why? Have you a nickname, Diane?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Stromboli.
Stromboli? I must order that the next time I go to an Italian restaurant. Why Stromboli here, Diane?
Well, that's what my section head, Papa Bull, calls me.
I beg your pardon?
That's what my section head, Papa Bull, calls me.
That's what your section head, Papa Bull, calls? Mm-hmm. You'll have to break that down, every word of it. I don't understand.
Well,
what is the section head, and what is a Papa Bull?
Well, you see, I work at Prudential.
Prudential, the insurance company?
Yes, uh-huh. And we have section heads, and one of them's name is Bart Van Oostendorf. So we call him Papa Bull.
Why?
That's a good
what
question.
What has Van Oostendorf got to do with Papa Bull, huh?
Really nothing.
Nothing, yeah. How old are you, Stromboli?
22.
And you, John?
I'm 28.
Well, you're the right age for each other. where do you work?
Prudential, I think.
What do you want me to call you, Diane or Stromboli?
Diane will be fine.
You work for the Prudential Life Insurance
mm-hmm.
Company? Well, what is your policy with men my age?
Well, you'll have to take that up with Mr. Russell. He's the head of the new policy division.
Well, let's forget it, huh? What do you do at the insurance company?
Well, I'm a tripper.
You're a tripper?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you stand out on the sidewalk and trip people? So one of your insurance men can slip them a policy? What is a tripper, Stromboli?
Well, I deliver mail and telegrams and inter-office communications. Well,
why do they call you a tripper?
Because I take trips on the fourth floor.
Well, Diane, you said a secret word, and you and John split $100 between you.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Aren't you glad you're a tripper now, huh? John, who do you work for?
I'm at the Red Ball Transfer and Storage Company.
Oh, the Red Ball Express, what do you haul in your truck, John?
We haul furniture.
Uh-huh. And where do you drive your truck?
We drive just anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Have you ever driven it to Honolulu? You better be more specific.
Well,
as a matter of fact, Honolulu's in the Pacific. How often do you drive your truck fully loaded?
Gosh, as often as it...
That's the kind of questions I have, huh? Require no answer at all. Are you insured, John?
Yes, we're insured.
Well, that's very wise. Suppose you were married to Diane. Would you want her to be insured?
Certainly.
How much insurance do you think a man ought to have on his wife?
$4,000 or $5,000.
How much insurance do you have on your truck?
Overall we have $170,000.
Let's get this straight. You insure your wife for $5,000, your truck for $170,000. Diane, my advice to you is to get 16 wheels, a diesel motor, and have your oil changed every 1,000 miles. Well, you make a very cute couple, and if I ever want to send a message, I'll hire John's truck. Now, in just a minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000. Right now, I want you to listen carefully to what Fenneman has to say.
Well, the winter months are here now. You should have gotten your car ready for whatever the weather has in store for us. It's very important to have that family car of yours starting quickly and running smoothly these days. This is why so many motorists have already driven in to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. Others come in primarily because of the two great cars which DeSoto Plymouth dealers are so proud to handle. The magnificent DeSoto is a big car, with big car advantages, yet it handles like a dream. Stops on a dime, thanks to those big, big brakes. Gives more miles per gallon than you ever thought possible from a large, power-packed car. And of course, DeSoto lets you drive without shifting. And as for value, you'll be amazed how far your dollars go today when you buy a brand new DeSoto. Remember, too, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, a car that you'll want to compare. So look for those two great names linked together. DeSoto, Plymouth.
Now, let's see if you two will get a chance at the $2,000. Fenneman, explain the room.
All right.
Rules with your customary charm.
Each of our three couples has $20. We've got as much of that $20 as we want in each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the big question at the end of the show. Big question tonight is worth $2,000.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected name the song. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
Yeah, better? Yes,
$10.
Is that all right, John?
$10.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
Home on the range.
Home on the range is right.
Hey, you're on your way. You have $30.
Even I knew the answer to that. All right, remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much are the fee?
Shall we bet 20?
Okay. How dear to my heart are the scenes of my childhood, with fond recollections present them to view.
The old oaken bucket.
The old oaken bucket is right.
Now you have $50.
Now, you got $50. Here's your third question. How much will you bet?
What do we have?
Walk up, kids. Right.
35,
line,
40.
Huh? How much are you going to bet?
40.
$40. Okay. Daisy, Daisy, give bicycle bill for two.
$90.
Give me a chance. I don't know if I'm going to chance a thing like this. I only had one wheel of that bicycle. I was going to have a joke about wheeling, but I never mind. Here we go. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You have $90. How much of the 90 are you going to bet?
$80
$80, all right. For this valley, they say you are going. How does that go?
Where are the words?
Yeah. I know this song. This song only came out 12 years ago. I don't know.
From this valley,
they say you are going. Red River Valley.
Red River Valley.
Wonderful, Diane. Put it there, kid. Put it there, John.
And you people wind up with a grand total of $170.
That really requires an air for music if they can decode it the way we sang it. Thanks and Merry Christmas from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Well, Doctor, the secret word is still floor. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a door-to-door salesman. This is Mr. Frank Santos over here. And his partner is a housewife from the studio audience, Mrs. Peggy Marshall. Folks, like you to meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life, folks. And if you say the secret word, you'll spend $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Now, let's see. Your name is Peggy Marshall, and this is Frank Santos. Huh?
Yes.
Where are you from, Frank?
I'm from Ripon, California.
Where?
Ripon, California.
Ripon?
Right.
Where is Ripon?
That is north of Modesto, about 10 miles.
And where is Modesto? And Peggy Marshall, where are you from, Peggy?
Originally, I'm from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
And where's Brooklyn?
Well, it's not in Texas.
There is a Brooklyn in Texas.
Well, this Brooklyn is part of New York.
I see. Oh, you're a housewife. What kind of a house are you married to? Rambling two-story type?
No, husband.
Oh, you're married to a husband. Well, I've known rambling two-story husband. However, that's another story, huh? Now, what sort of work does your husband do?
He's a salesman in a watch concern.
Oh.
Swan Watch Company.
And how did you meet him?
I met him at a Halloween dance. I was standing around waiting to be asked to dance, and...
You were standing around waiting?
Well, I looked different when I was younger. Marriage aged me.
Apparently, it's improved you, too.
Along came this horse. And,
Along came this horse?
Yes. Well, it was a Halloween dance.
Oh, I see. Well, they usually have a horse at a Halloween dance.
And
he asked you for a dance?
Yes. And I was a little confused because I never danced with a horse before.
He took the bit right in his teeth and asked you for a dance, huh?
Well,
he was just sowing his wild oats, I guess, huh? What kind of a horse was it? A Palomino?
No, it was a black and white horse, and the fellow that impressed me the most was the one that was at the back end. Well, there were two.
I see, I see.
He'll never forgive me for this.
Mr. Santos, huh?
That's right.
You're a house-to-house salesman. Who do you work for, Frank?
Jewel Tea Company.
The Jewel, and what do you do for them?
Well, we sell coffee and household articles.
In other words, you're a door-to-door salesman, huh?
Yes.
Well, when the husband comes to the front door, you go out the back door? Is that
right? That's right.
Well, that can be fun. Now, tell us some more about your business. What's your most popular item?
Coffee.
Why is that?
Well, coffee is perhaps the most popular beverage, and our coffee is roasted and ground fresh.
I see. Now, Peggy, do you think if you made bad coffee for your husband, that'd be grounds for divorce?
No, but what I did tonight will be.
That's an old joke, but then who isn't, huh? What did you do tonight, Peggy?
The way I described him, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I don't think he's going to take offense to that. He knows that you were only fooling in a Halloween party. People dress in all kinds of curious and queer costumes. Look at the outfit I've got on. How many different items do you carry in this?
Carry about 400.
Buggy of your, huh?
About 400.
How do you carry so many items from door to door?
Well, we carry them in a ton walk-in truck.
A walk-in truck? You mean your truck walks right into people's houses? What is your truck like?
Well, it has shelves in it, and inside the truck we have groceries and household articles, and the customers can walk right in and look at it if they wish.
Mm-hmm. How do your customers feel about walking into your truck?
They like it.
Is that so? Last time I walked into a truck, I spent 4 months in the hospital. How do you get new customers, Frank?
By soliciting.
Soliciting?
By soliciting.
Well, let's hear how you sell Mrs. Marshall here. How would you approach her? Go ahead.
How do you do? I'm Mr. Sanders with Jewel Tea Company.
Certainly left her cold. Can you tell a good prospect from the outside of the house, Frank?
Yes, I can. Well, if you're going by a house and you see in the backyard, you see on the line perhaps a long nightgown, you could imagine that some old maid lived there.
You still think that old maids wear nightgowns, huh?
Yeah, probably do.
Frank, you're living in a fool's paradise. Yeah. Now, if you went by Peggy's house, could you tell her age by the kind of pajamas on her clothesline?
No, probably come close.
Not of her husband's home. Peggy, do you agree with him? Could he tell your age by your pajamas?
No.
Why not?
I don't wear pajamas.
Well, that's a pretty raw statement. How did we ever get into this conversation? A minute ago, we were discussing coffee. Well, you're an interesting couple, and Frank, if you knock on my door, just remember, the man of the house isn't home. Now then, we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Let's see how well you make out in the race for the $2,000. You've got to run your $20 and the more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenham is going to remind our listeners.
The male girl and the truck driver won $170.
Now, let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected motion picture trademarks. Here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you risk?
Ten.
$10, that's a good safe beginning. What motion picture company is identified by a roaring lion?
MGM.
MGM is right. And they're on the way. That's $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 are you going to try?
30.
What company uses a revolving globe as its trademark?
Would that be...
One of them.
No, Columbia?
No, no. No, I'm sorry. It's Universal International. Now you're broke.
Well, we're not going to let them go home, Brooke. I just happen to have...
Not. We cannot let them go home without any money. I'll give you one more question, and if you get it right, you'll win $10. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
General Grant is right!
I told you that, huh? So long, Frank. Thanks, and Merry Christmas from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Roger, the secret word is still floor. We invited some men from a winery and some women from a public steam bath to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected masseuse Karen Eperman. Her partner is Mr. Rome Cook, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, to You Bet Your Life. And if you say the secret word, you'll divide $100 between you. It's a common word, something you see every day. Karen Eperman, is that right?
Eperman.
Eperman, huh? Mm-hmm. And a man from Rome, what is it, Rome Cook?
That's right.
That's your name, huh? Yeah, Karen, how do you pronounce it, Karen?
Karen,
what kind of a name is that?
It is from his first name.
I see. You're a masseuse, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from, Akron, Ohio?
No.
I thought all masseuses came from Akron, Ohio. Now, you must ask me why, go ahead.
Why are masseuses from Akron, Ohio?
Because that's the rubber capital of America. I, Groucho Marx, solemnly swear never to use that joke again. Rome Cook, is that your name?
That's my name.
I know that Rome Burns, but I didn't know Rome Cook.
My name was Cookie, but it was shortened to Cook.
Your name was Cookie, and it was shortened to Cook, yeah?
That's right.
Where are you from?
Rome, Italy.
Rome, Italy, huh?
That's right.
Is that why your first name is Rome?
It must be.
You were named after the city of Rome?
It must be.
Why did you come to California?
Well, the weather condition is very nice here.
Aren't they similar to the weather conditions in Italy?
No, it's not.
They're not?
Great sunshine here. You can't repeat.
And there isn't any... There's a Hungarian out front, huh? Now, as a masseuse, what do you do, Karen?
I do massage and steam bath and...
Sounds like ticklish work, huh? How's business at your steam bath?
Oh, we are pretty busy now.
Mm-hmm. Got your hands full, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, let's go back to Rome. All roads lead to Rome, don't they, Cookie? Let's see, you work for a winery?
Gallo Wine Company.
Which, the Gallo?
Gallo Wines.
Do they make just Gallos? Do they make quarts and pints, too?
Oh,
Gallo?
Yes.
Are you married, Cookie?
Yeah, I am.
You have any little grapes at home?
Yes, four.
Four?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's quite a bunch, eh? You must be married to a clinging vine. Now, Rome, do you drink wine yourself?
I do.
Very much?
Well, 3 glasses a day, ever since I can remember.
How long can you remember after 3 glasses?
Cookie, why do you drink wine with every meal?
It's a habit. And wine makes meal taste much better.
Have you ever heard of a product called water?
Water? Oh, yes.
Why does the average woman come into your steam bath, Karen, to let off steam?
She wants to take off some pounds or put them on or to relax.
Suppose I wanted you to give me the full treatment. What would I do first?
I give you a private room and give you a sheet and slippers.
You look like Julius Caesar by this time.
To take a mineral bath. Then I put you in an electric cabinet.
What's that?
It's a big, long box with...
Wait a minute. You want to put me in a long box?
Yes,
exactly. I've already got the sheet. Huh? I may look like I'm ready for a box, but if you don't mind, I'll wait a while. I'm not ready for all that heat either. I'll be there soon enough. How long do I stay in this mortuary?
Stay about 10, 15 minutes on one side and then turn over on the other side of town.
Wait a minute, don't no basting? 15 minutes on each side?
Yes.
All right, my body is being roasted. I'm soaking in mineral oil and I wish I was home. What's next?
Then I put you on a big marble table.
That's logical. I've got the sheet on. I'm in a pine box, and I'm on a marble slab. By this time, I'm in great shape, huh? Now, why the marble slab?
I had to brush you with salt with a big brush and try to get the old Jefferson old floor up hard.
Well, you said it, Karen. You said floor. Karen, you said floor, and you and Mr. Cookie over here split $100 between you. Well, you've both been very interesting, but I still don't know whether to spend my time at Karen's steam bath or at Cookie's winery. Karen, why should I want one of your steam massages?
You feel wonderful, relaxed after a massage.
Good, that settles it. If I want to be relaxed, I'll see Karen. And if I want to be stiff, I'll see Rome Cookie. I now pronounce you wine, woman, and soul. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other two couples, and you get a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but Fenneman's off stage to remind our listeners.
The mail girl and the truck driver are still ahead with $170.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected major cities of the world. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
Ten.
In what country is the city of Cairo?
Egypt.
Egypt is right. They have $30. You've got $30. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $30 will you bet on your second question?
25.
In what country is the city of Baghdad? Talk it over.
You know.
You ought to know this. You're both
from Afghanistan.
I'm sorry. It's Iraq.
They dropped to $5 now.
That's a shame. You're down to $5. Well, how much are you going to bet? The five?
Five.
Oh. Here's your third question. You're going to bet $5. In what country is the city of Vancouver?
Canada.
Canada is correct. And you're fighting again. You have $10. Now you got $10. Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much are the ten?
Ten.
$10. In what country is the city of Warsaw?
What?
Warsaw. W-A-R-S-A-W.
Russia.
I'm sorry, it's Poland. You should have known that. But
Warsaw. Oh, yeah, excuse me. Yeah.
You didn't like my pronunciation?
No, I didn't like it.
I didn't care much for myself. Well, now, let's give him another question. Sure. They were confused. Yeah, I'll give him another question. Okay. In what country is the city of Buenos Aires?
Argentina.
Argentina is right. That's right.
And they wind up with a grand total of $20.
You wind up with a grand total of $20.
And that means the mail girl and the truck driver, with $170, get the chance for DeSoto Plymouth's $2,000 question.
Well, give me the question, and in just a minute, they'll have a chance to win $2,000.
No matter what make of car you drive, folks, it will pay you to go to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer, whether it's for an emergency or a routine checkup. There you get expert, courteous service at the lowest possible cost. In fact, that's a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's everyday way of doing business. Now, DeSoto Plymouth dealers are able to accomplish this because they have highly skilled mechanics in their shop. And these service experts work with specially designed tools and the most modern equipment. From the records they keep on your car, they're able to tell you, for example, when your engine is in need of a tune-up or a lubrication job. They'll tell you when your tires should be rotated to add thousands of miles to their life. So, for the best from your car, drive in where you get the best service at the sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the winning couple, Groucho, the male girl and the truck driver, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 show.
All right, here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on the single answer between you, so think carefully, and please no help from the audience. Here we go. Kansas farmers still plow up pieces of ancient Spanish armor. Who was the Spanish commander who led his forces up through the Middle West and claimed it for Spain in 1540? All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
Cortez.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Francisco Coronado. That's the correct answer. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won how much?
They won $170 in the quiz.
$170 in the quiz, and you won $100 in the secret word. That's $270. Congratulations, and thanks to both of you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $2,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Good visibility is the first essential of good driving. Always keep your windshield clean. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.